You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. It is the 26th of September, a Wednesday. We have seen a sort of revival. The bears have let go a little bit and the bulls have heaved a sigh of relief yesterday on the 25th of September. All that happened yesterday and what we can look forward to today is what we're going to be talking about on this morning exercise appointment. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it's good news for investors as Sensex snapped a five-day losing streak on Tuesday yesterday. The index closed nearly 350 points higher, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,000 levels. A large part of the recovery was led by financials such as banks, NBFCs, as well as FMCG stocks. On the other hand, realty, telecom, oil and gas stocks saw profit booking. The recovery came after LIC, that is Life Insurance Corporation, assured that it would do all it can to prevent the collapse of the beleaguered ILNFS, which led to marked improvement in the sentiment. About this very subject, we have done a story and a deep dive that I encourage you to listen to. Also, Reuters in a report said that RBI may look at cutting cash reserve ratio, that is CRR, or open a separate line of credit for mutual funds, which helped markets recover early losses. Technically, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the charts, and experts feel that the rally could extend for the next couple of sessions. Two crucial factors will be watched for. One is crude oil prices, which is hovering around $82 a barrel, as well as the outcome of the US Fed policy meeting on Wednesday, which will be in focus. The initial target could extend towards 11,170 to 11,250 levels. The next immediate resistance is going to be experienced at 11,350. Crucial support on the downside is placed at 10,866. Where are we expecting the big news to come in from? The S&P BSE Sensex has fallen 2,684 points, or nearly 7% since August 29th, but a big carnage was seen in individual stocks. More than 200 stocks in the S&P BSE 500 index slipped 10 to 40% during the same period, and these are constituting our big news. As many as 207 stocks in the S&P BSE 500 index have plunged 10 to 40%, including Dewan Housing Finance, Yes Bank, Central Bank of India, Reliance Communications, Bharat Electronics, Adani Power, Jayaprakash Associates, Reliance Capital, ILNFS Transport, etc. In the S&P BSE Small Cap Index, as many as 405 stocks have plunged 10 to 50%, which include names like Roll Tire India, Sunil Hightech, ILNFS Investment Managers, Ruchi Soya, Gravita India, Unitech, HDIL, Jet Airways, Escorts, Quality, Nitco, Vijaya Bank, among others. And finally, on this quick wrap-up of things to look forward to, we'll also give you some news that you can use. We spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Bajaj Corp Limited has a buy call, target of 485 rupees, stop loss 415 rupees, return of 10%. Deepak Nitrite Limited has a buy call as well, target of 315 rupees, stop loss 252 rupees, return 14%. And finally, United Breweries has a buy call as well, target of 1,525 rupees, stop loss 1,260 rupees, return of 12%. Well, hopefully that was a quick wrap-up of all that you need to know before going into trade today. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.